Title: New OIG Opinion Permits Gift Cards to Beneficiaries in Limited Circumstances. Content: On March 24, 2023, the Office of Inspector General OIG issued Advisory Opinion 23-03, the opinion, in which it decided not to impose sanctions on an arrangement to provide prepaid gift cards to patients for certain preventative screening tests, the arrangement. As part of the arrangement, a laboratory and its parent company, the companies, would provide a prepaid card, such as a Visa or MasterCard gift card, of up to $75 to certain individuals to encourage those individuals to return the sample collection kit associated with an FDA-approved colorectal cancer screening test, the test. In the opinion, the OIG determined that it would not impose administrative sanctions under the Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS, 1, or the Beneficiary Inducements Prohibition in the Civil Monetary Penalties Law, CMP, 2, for the arrangement. Focus on the facts, review of specific safeguards under the arrangement in its analysis. As always, the OIG relied heavily on the specific facts of the arrangement. Specifically, the OIG noted that the test must be prescribed by a healthcare provider acting within the scope of their prescribing authority, the prescriber. The test kit is then mailed to the patient's home. The patient must collect their own stool sample and ship the test kit back to the laboratory. As such, the prescriber does not control whether the test kit sample is sent to the laboratory. That step is within the patient's control. Next, the companies certified they would implement certain safeguards related to the arrangement, including the following. The gift card would be mailed only to those patients who return the test kit by a specified deadline. They would advise patients that the gift card may not be used for items or services provided by the companies. Each patient would be limited to receiving one gift card per 36-month period, a time period that aligns with Medicare's coverage for the test, which is once every 36 months. The companies would implement processes to ensure that the recipient of the gift card had not already received a gift card in the prior 36-month period. The companies would not engage in any other patient-focused promotion of the arrangement, such as direct-to-consumer advertisements on third-party websites or advertisements in newspapers, on television or radio, or in magazines in connection with the arrangement. The companies would not advertise or market the arrangement to prescribers or offer or pay any remuneration to prescribers in connection with the arrangement. The OIG's analysis. The OIG advised that the arrangement would implicate the beneficiary inducements CMP and AKS because of the offer and transfer of remuneration to Medicare patients, potentially resulting in the purchase of laboratory services in connection with the test. However, the OIG concluded that it would not impose administrative sanctions on the companies in connection with the arrangement under either law based on the fact-specific analysis outlined below. Review of the proposed arrangement under federal AKS at a high level, the OIG concluded that the arrangement presents a minimal risk of fraud and abuse under the AKS. Notably, the OIG cited to its prior opinion on preventative care services, noting that, from an anti-kickback perspective, the chief concern is whether an arrangement to induce patients to obtain preventive care services is intended to induce other business payable by a federal healthcare program. Relevant factors in making this evaluation would include, but not be limited to, the nature and scope of the preventive care services, whether the preventive care services are tied directly or indirectly to the provision of other items or services and, if so, the nature and scope of the other services, the basis on which patients are selected to receive the free or discounted services, and whether the patient is able to afford the services. Accordingly, the OIG determined that the arrangement is unlikely to lead to improperly increased costs or overutilization because the test prescription is limited in several ways. For example, the test is limited to patients aged 45-75 years old and each patient may only obtain one prescription every 36 months. Additionally, because gift cards are only provided to patients who return the test, rather than to all patients who receive a test, prescribers will not be able